The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death, and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. What a difficult story that we had in the first reading. This man spent all his time trying to get a fruit, get some grapes, and then turn out to be bitter grapes. It's a very disappointing story, and that makes me think about a story, a funny story I'm going to tell you. This story is about a couple. They just celebrated 2 years of marriage. So Bill, the husband, wanted to surprise Susie. He said, what can I give to Susie for a present? Because Susie was a very demanding woman, and she wanted a special present. So Bill went and asked many friends. He asked his clients, he asked his co-workers, he asked people that he bumped into, what would be the best gift he could give to Susie in his second anniversary of marriage. So all of them agreed that the best gift Susie can receive was a big bouquet of flowers. I don't know if a woman like flowers, huh? So Bill said, "Okay, I'm gonna get the bouquet of flowers, but my problem is that I don't know the flowers, huh? So I have to ask somebody who knows about the flowers." So he called the florist, said, "Please, I want you to bring tomorrow in the morning, that is our second anniversary, to bring the big bouquet of flowers you have, with a note that says, 'Happy anniversary, year number 2. Okay, so the following day, Bill wanted Susie to be surprised. So the bell rang, and then Bill waited for Susie to go and open the door. So Susie got the big bouquet of flowers. But then Susie shouted out, "What the hell is this all about?" So Bill didn't know what to do, so he came out, and Susie showed him the card that says, "Happy anniversary, you are number 2. So there are stories about disappointment, right? Many stories about disappointment, but there are some stories that happen to all of us that may be more difficult and painful. Stories that mark our lives, right? These appalling stories. And since I have the chance to come and preach in all the masses, so maybe many of you haven't heard about myself, but you hear about Father Vincent talking about his brother, his relationship with his brother, and then and how it was difficult for him to get with him after 20 years. And then Father Stephen talked to us about the separation of his parents, very disappointing story for him, for his family. And now, you know, I'm going to tell you my disappointing story as well, because all of us have a disappointing story. As you know, I have two brothers and one sister. I'm the small one in my family, the little one in my family. And when I was 10 years old, my dad left us. He abandoned us, leaving my mother and myself and my other brother siblings alone. You know? So he never called us back. He never reached out to us. He never helped my mother with child support. My mother had to go to work to give us good education. And then many kids in my class, my school, and also the kids of the neighborhood would ask me, "Where is your dad?" Because I saw them playing with their dads. So they would say, "Where is your dad?" I say, "Well, he came and you didn't see him. Or he's working a lot. He works a lot and you haven't seen him because he works a lot." So I started lying. And even I was 14, 13, 15, and even in high school, I would lie. Because I would feel ashamed that my dad was not with me. So then when I went to the seminary, I had the chance to speak to a priest who was a spiritual father to me. And I opened my heart and said, "This is what is happening." So he said to me, "You have to call your father." So we looked up the phone number and I called him. So it was the first time after 10 years that I was able to speak with him, to him. So I never questioned him. I was very emotional the time I spoke to him. I never resented him. The following step that I took was I went to meet him. So I took a bus for 4 hours just to go and look for him. So we set up an appointment and a date, and I met him in one of the parks in the city he was living. So I was able to see him, and we shared lunch. So at this point, I have been seeing him a couple of times. Also, I speak to him at least once a month. I call him. He never apologized. He has another family now, and I was able to forgive him. So today, the first reading is speaking to us about this landowner who was giving the best he had, put the best seeds, just imagine, putting the best seeds of grapes, giving nutrients to the ground, picking up the best ground, putting water, staying day and night looking and waiting for this crop to come out, to bear fruit. And at the end, the result that he got was bitter grapes. Bitter grapes. So the question that I ask myself is, what went wrong? What went wrong? What went wrong in my family? What went wrong in this story about the vineyard? Even in the gospel, Jesus is talking about the vineyard as well. He said the vineyard is the people of Israel, and the tenants are the scribes and the chief priests. They're supposed to take care of the vineyard, who is the people, and they don't take care of the vineyard. And then God sent messengers to them, and they killed them, which were the prophets. And even to the point that they will kill also the owner of the sons of the owner of the vineyard, who is Jesus Christ. So we can ask, God created them and gave them a good heart to these Pharisees, to these scribes and chief priests, God chose them, giving them a good heart with love and compassion, that's what they call. Why they act with anger and division? Why they want to kill anybody who comes to them to give them the good news, even Jesus Christ? So the question for all of us is, what is God waiting for us? What fruit God is waiting for us to give? God has given us all a lot of fruit, right? I could have said to myself, well, I have all the reasons not to forgive my dad. He never called us. He just went away for 10 years, since I was 10 years old. He forgot about helping my mother. My mother has to go to work by herself, trying to find a job that she gets so we can get education. So I have all the reasons to say, you know what? Forget about him. I don't want to talk to him anymore in my life. I don't want to see him in my life. But was the grace of God that allowed me to see that the fruit that God wants me to bear is not bitterness, is not resentment. That's not the fruit God wants us to bear. So what is the fruit you can offer to the Lord today in the Eucharist? Remember what Jesus said on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they do. So today as we come to the Eucharist, the Lord is looking for fruit. He has given us many blessings. What can we offer him? Is our fruit sweet, pleasant, or maybe bitter and wild because of disappointment, because of sadness? But remember, the Lord is the owner of the vineyard, and he can help us to grow. Amen.